As we go to air, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, is in the Cathedral of Prague, St. Vitus, preparing to celebrate Vespers on the evening of his first day in Prague, in the Czech Republic, the first day of a three-day apostolic voyage, an intense pastoral visit to the Czech Republic. Linda Bordoni is in the Czech Republic with the Holy Father and joins us now live. Good evening, Linda.
Yes, good evening, Chris.
And the scene is set there, I understand, for the beginning of the Vespers, which is taking place in what is really an extraordinary cathedral. Can you set the scene for us?
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted to do. Let me say, first of all, that this is a truly magnificent Gothic cathedral that towers over the old city of Prague. It's actually the seat of the Archbishop of Prague, and it's the place where saints, kings, princes, and emperors of Bohemia are buried. To give you an idea of its magnificence, it's also the place where the coronations of the kings of Bohemia were held until 1836. But, Chris, maybe this is something you have already mentioned in your broadcasts leading up to this trip, but the Czech Catholic Church here is very central in an ongoing effort to regulate an agreement between the state and the church itself regarding the restitution of church property. This is property that was confiscated by the state during communism. Well, 40 years on, a treaty defining restitution or recompensation of that property has not been ratified. And as far as this cathedral, the Cathedral of St. Vitus, goes, all caretaking costs, like problems with the roof or the illumination of the building, must be paid for by the state.
And Linda, the recovery of the Christian traditions of the Czech lands and the Czech people is very much at the center of the Holy Father's focus during this visit. It was something that he touched on almost as soon as he was on the ground there. Can you walk us through, actually, some of the events? We can maybe work backwards and start with his meeting this afternoon with state authorities.
Yes, Chris, exactly. During his meeting this afternoon, which was a very solemn and serious meeting, the Pope went straight to the point, remembering the fall 20 years ago of the communist regimes in Central and Eastern Europe. And he also remembered the Velvet Revolution, which restored democracy to this nation. He went on to say the euphoria that ensued was expressed in terms of freedom. His dense and deep discourse went on to analyze the nature of freedom and led to the question, to what end is freedom exercised? What are its true hallmarks? True freedom, the Pope said, presupposes the search for truth, for the true good, and finds its fulfillment in knowing and doing what is right. And he said, jointly, we must engage in the struggle for freedom and the search for truth, which either go together hand in hand, or together, he said, they perish in misery. And he also warned against the relativism that corrodes the very values which inspire the building of a united and fraternal world. But Chris, this discourse, as I did say, is deep and complex and bound to trigger much analysis and discussion. So I'll just end by saying that amongst those present was also the famous former Czech president, the playwright and political dissident Václav Havel.
Linda, you were talking with us now about the Holy Father's discourse to the state authorities, but he spoke directly to the Czech people during the welcome ceremony. He called on them to rediscover their traditions and to bring their voices, to the faithful of the country, to bring their voices into the public square. Can you talk more about that welcome ceremony for us?
Yes, exactly. As you said, Chris, in his very first discourse, the one at the airport, in the presence of the Czech president, the Pope immediately gave thanks for the Czech Republic's liberation from the oppressive communist regime. And he called on Czech citizens to rediscover the Christian traditions which, he says, have shaped their culture. Now, we know that this focus on Europe and on the Czech Republic's Christian roots was going to be pretty central to this voyage. And that's because of the very makeup of Czech society, which today describes itself as overwhelmingly atheistic, with only 5% of practicing Catholics. And that's why, before the trip even started, Father Lombardi, the papal spokesman, described this trip as a great opportunity to rekindle the faith of a people which, like the entire continent, needs to refine faith and hope.
And Prague is also the site of the Church of Our Lady of Victory, and it's in that church is a symbol that is identified with that city and with the faith of that people and with the faith of an entire continent. I'm speaking, of course, of the famous the Holy Infant of Prague. The Holy Father visited there shortly after his welcome ceremony. And there was something special that he brought with him, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Well, first of all, let me say that this morning's visit to the Infant Jesus of Prague is certainly the most touching and evocative moment of this busy day. As you mentioned, the Pope came with a gift. It was a gift for the statuette of the Infant Jesus, whom I discovered is venerated across the world for his divine intervention in many miracles. The gift is a beautifully handcrafted crown made of polished sheet silver studded with pearls and garnets. But present in the church was a group of numerous Czech families, people with families with five children up. And on his way to the altar, the Pope stopped and greeted the many children who were crowding around him and caressed their heads. And during his discourse, he, of course, turned his thoughts to families, and especially to children, whom he said are the future and hope of humanity. And this event, by the way, has apparently really made a breach in the heart of many somewhat diffident Prague citizens, whom, as far as I have gathered, speaking to other people around here, have really started to warm towards Pope Benedict XVI.
Linda, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.